Hi, welcome to Mad English TV. In this lesson, I'm going to teach you all the English you need to travel through an airport. Okay, now an airport building usually has two levels. Okay, the top level is the departures level and the bottom is the arrivals level. Departures means you're leaving, arrivals means you're coming. Okay, so you might see a sign that says international departures or domestic departures. The word domestic means inside the country. Okay, you're not leaving the country. So if you fly from New York to Los Angeles, you would go to domestic departures. But if you're flying to Germany or some other country, then you would go to international departures. And it's the same for arrivals. Okay, now when you're in the airport, to get between the levels, you're going to take an escalator or an elevator. So in Canada and the US, this is called an elevator. In the UK, it's called a lift. Okay, so let's say we're going to the departures level and we're going to fly somewhere. All right, then we need to check in. That's the first thing you need to do. You need to find check-in. Now there's two ways to do this. You can go to self-check-in and you're going to use a kiosk. Those things are called kiosks. You're going to use that to check in, or you're going to go to a check-in counter. Okay, and you're going to talk to this lady here. Now, at check-in, you're going to do two things, right? You're going to get your boarding pass, and you're going to check in your bags, your luggage, right? So, let's say we're at check-in counter here, okay? Our suitcases are going to be checked right here. And our suitcases are called checked baggage. Now, any bags that we want to take onto the plane with us, that's called carry-on baggage. Okay, now, if you do the self-check-in option, then you're going to get your boarding pass and your bag tag from this machine here, right? So you need to get your, you take your bag tag and you need to put it onto your suitcase yourself. And then you need to look for a sign that says baggage drop, right? And you're going to put your suitcase onto a conveyor belt and say, bye suitcase, it's going to go onto the plane. Okay, so here's a simple conversation that's going to happen at the check-in counter, if you go to the check-in counter. Next, please, could I have your passport? How many bags are you checking in today? Would you prefer an aisle seat or a window seat? Okay, then you can say, I have two bags to check in. I'd like a window seat, please, because I want to take a lot of pictures when I take off and when I land in the new city. So then she's going to say, okay, here's your boarding pass. Boarding time is 8:45 from gate 23. Okay, then after you check in, then you're gonna go through customs. Maybe, depending on the city, depending on the airport, you might go through security right away, but you might go through customs here. And at customs, they're going to ask for your passport, and they're gonna stamp your passport because you're leaving the country. It's gonna say leaving, okay? You're going somewhere. Then after you go through customs, then you're going to go through security. So the area where you have to get checked, that's called security. You'll probably see a sign that says something like this, security checkpoint. Ticketed passengers only beyond this point. So you need your boarding pass, okay? Now at security, they'll probably tell you a few things, right? They might say, do you have a laptop? Do you have any liquids? Is you can't bring any water. If you have a water or a coffee or something, you're gonna need to throw it out before you go through security. They might say, are you wearing a belt? Take off your shoes. Put your arms out. That means put your arms out like this and then they'll scan you with their wand. All right, so after you're through security, then you need to find your gate. Look here, here we have our gates. So you're going to need to find out where to go, and your gate number is going to be on your boarding pass, okay? So let's take a look at a boarding pass here. So here we have our departure gate there, A22, and our boarding time is 3:15. That means the time we need to get on the plane. And here we have the departure time. Now, usually you need to board about half an hour before departure. Okay, so this is actually the time that your plane is going to leave, but that's the time you need to be ready to get on the plane. And here you have your seat number. Okay, so those four things are really all you need to know, but you should keep your boarding pass with you right up until you land, because they'll probably ask for the flight number. See, United Flight D3048. When you land in a new country, you have to fill out the declaration form, or the customs form, okay? And on that form, it's going to ask for your flight number. So you should keep your boarding pass and remember your flight number, okay? So you've gone through customs, you go through security, and you board the plane. To board the plane, you go through a bridge, you walk through the bridge, and you get on the plane, you find your seat, and then you take off, right? And then when you land in the new city, it's the same process in reverse, okay? So you get off the plane, you walk through the bridge, and you go through customs. Now, at customs, they might ask you a few questions, okay? They might say, where are you coming from? What is the purpose of your visit? Do you have anything to declare? Okay, so if I was going to a new country, I would say, I'm coming from Calgary. I'm here for tourism. I don't have anything to declare. Okay, so after you go through customs, then you need to get your bags, right? So you need to look for a sign that says baggage claim. And you're gonna see a lot of these things. They're called baggage carousels. Now they're gonna have a number above it. Now that's important. When you get into the baggage hall with all these carousels, you'll probably see a screen that has your flight number and the carousel number. Okay, so you see your flight number 3048, carousel 3. Okay, then you go to carousel 3 and you get your bag. And then after you get your bag, you'll probably see something like this. Okay, nothing to declare or goods to declare. Okay, you're probably just gonna go through here. If you have like a gun or something, then you'll probably go here, goods to declare, and sort that out. But you're probably not gonna bring a gun into the country. So just go through here. Okay, that's it. Now you're in the new place, you're in the new city. That's really all you need to know to go through an airport. You actually don't really need to know English at all. But it really helps, because traveling through an airport can be kind of stressful, and if you can read the signs, that'll make it a lot easier for you. Okay, so I want you to tell me where you're going to travel. I've done a lot of traveling, and maybe I can give you a few tips. So post your answer in the comments right down there, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.